You want to?
It never sounds good over Discord.
No,
it never sounds good.
Take this one, Jackson. Two in a row, baby.
Hello, everyone at home. Welcome to this week's episode of the official podcast. You've got your usual slew of hosts here: Jackson, Andrew, Charlie, and Kaya. We're joined today by the quintessential gamer himself, Lawrence Sontag.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
What an introduction.
Well, yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
I thought there was going to be like some shilling or something in there. Yeah.
Oh, nothing, man. I'm living life. I got shit to shill. I'm just myself right now. So I don't know, man. I play video games on the internet like like everyone else. So
yeah.
Feeling good. Got some. I guess I got half a toenail. That's exciting.
What happened there? Did you drop like dumbbell on it, getting swole or something in the home gym?
Man, I wish. That would be way cooler than what actually happened. No, I was trying to install like a floor AC unit. This was like 6 months ago because toenails don't grow. Our bodies are weird. Anyway, there was like this sliding panel thing that you have to extend out to make it fill in the gap of a window. So you like close the window on it and then the little exhaust hose goes in there. I was extending it to make it fit our window, and I screwed in this screw thinking that it was secure, and then I hold it out in front of me, being the genius that I am. Apparently I didn't screw it in enough. The panel like falls out of the thing and just slices my toe. Yeah, it was the most painful thing I've ever done, and I do a
lot
of really
dumb
shit.
Wait, so you're missing half a toe or a toenail?
Toenail. The toenail turned like half black, which was pretty cool. And then like, I want to say, like, about a couple of weeks ago, I was going down to clip it, which is actually it's a very cathartic process, because every time I shave a little bit off, my toenail becomes a little more normal. Except this time, when I went to clip it, the black part just all fell off. Yeah, so now I've got, like, half a toenail. That's my exciting story. I've used it up. I'm just going to sit here and go to sleep. Hope that's cool.
That's one of my biggest fears, though, is losing a toenail.
Cause yes.
I don't, or a fingernail. Like, I don't know what it would look like underneath. A kid in, like, primary school, when I was in primary school, lost her toenail. Her toenail. And I was, like, I was watching it as it came off her toe.
Dude!
And it was the most PTSD. It was, like, shocking. I did not like that at all. And from then on, it was, like, a major fear of mine that I just don't ever want to lose that.
Was she,
I don't want to lose that.
Did she just rip it off because she was hardcore? What happened?
Well, she injured it, and it, like you said, it went all black and stuff, and it was loose, so it was like hanging off. And then she got like a like the school nurse or whatever to come over, and the school nurse just fucking yanked it off her.
An expert.
Wow.
I guess
the nurse
procedure.
Was hardcore.
Yeah, right. She had like two cigarettes in her mouth. She was doing dumbbell curls, and this girl walked in her mouth. Bam!
The little girl starts crying. She just slaps her across the face.
Are you tough enough for the salty spittoon? It rips it off. It's fucking cool.
Have you got shoes on it? Just throws it in her mouth.
You guys haven't lost a fingernail? I used to have that happen when I was really young all the time. Like, I lost my thumbnail, my middle fingernail multiple times, yeah.
Well, it's not like your baby tooth. You're not meant to lose it.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck? What were we doing?
Like, stunts and shit. Like, I used to have, like, I don't know, like, kind of an Evel Knievel career as a little kid. Like, I'd go...
That's bullshit.
No.
You're talking about card tricks, like you're fucking magic.
Oh, yeah, I'm losing my fingernails by doing
magic tricks.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Probably.
I put, like, the skate... I do, like, the shit you saw in Rocket Power, like, you skateboard and you hold on to something as someone goes fast. So I'd, like, do that with someone on a bike, and I'd fall off and... hit my hands and shit, and then the nails would turn black and come off. That shit happened all the time.
I can never say it's happened to me.
I feel what you're going through though, Lawrence. And to answer the question, what it looks like cartoon spaghetti underneath, because it's not smooth skin. It's like a brain, but skin colored.
You know when you have like you're in water for too long, like in a swimming
pool
or something, and your fingers come out and your fingers are all like...
That's what it looks like. Uh-huh. That's a much better example.
Okay, so that's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's not too scary then.
Nails and teeth are somehow my biggest worries. You know, you guys know I go on fucking Best Score every once in a while and I binge all the cartel executions, and somehow still my biggest fear is losing a nail. Like that's gonna hurt if I, especially, you know, when you kind of like for a day or two you forget to trim it and you have that ongoing fear that's gonna turn upside down or something, like you're gonna invert it.
Wait, Hold on, what?
Yeah, I don't know about
that.
It's
gonna get snagged on a surface and like gets. I don't know how to describe it right
you
now.
You think it'll just pop inside out on your finger?
It's gonna get folded. No, not pop out, but like the tip of it is gonna
it'll
fold
like
it.
Grow downwards.
Ah, I see. So it'll like hinge up like a mouse trap.
Yeah, yeah. Oh god, just thinking about like it. It just fucking upsets me so much.
That's not a realistic fear. That
I know.
Never happen.
Yeah, it's every time. Also, when I go to take a sip with a glass, I make such a conscious effort not to hit my teeth with the glass. It scares me so much. I have some sort of a phobia, I guess.
Well, that's just a bad sound in general. Yeah. If you're ever eating
it's a bad feeling.
Yeah. Like that clank on the teeth, man. If somebody at the table does that, everyone feels it. It's a empathetic pain.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Charlie, I'd like to compare notes with you because when my toenail fell off, I did have the brain underneath. However, it has since kind of hardened into another toenail. The skin actually got really hard and like kind of tightness. So I don't know what's going on there. Is that normal?
It wasn't for me. My shit just looked like a brain for a long time. I think your body has like its own little X-Men mutation to it. It's fucking weird.
How does the nail grow back? Does it start from the bottom? Yeah. Like, and grow outwards? Yeah, so there's like a baby little nail down the bottom slowly growing out.
The baby nail's kind of cool, though. Like, when it's coming in, I thought that was kind of fun of the healing process. Because you never get to see your nails like grow like that, so it's like a really interesting peek behind
never
the curtain.
So see it.
Is that because you guys lost only part of your nails? Because you know, if you go on YouTube, you can find plenty of videos of people taking, you know, medical professionals removing somebody's entire toenail, for example, if they have like diabetes or something. So in that case, does it still grow back, or because you removed all of it, does it never grow back? Because when they remove it, it goes really deep, those nails. I didn't know that, but nails go deep into the finger and the toes.
Like roots?
I can't speak for Lawrence, but I don't think I ever lost a full nail. It was only ever like bits and pieces of the nail, like sides of it, because it usually splits like vertically. So
mine split horizontally, but yeah,
really?
Same thing. Yeah, because the thing I dropped on it was like a guillotine, basically. It just chopped like directly perpendicular to my toe.
You executed
Jesus.
Your toenail.
Yeah,
that's brutal.
Yeah.
Basically. Hell yeah. Somebody's with like a leaf blower right outside my door.
You can hear him working out of there.
That's about to
blowing all the virus away. Hell yeah, dog. Dude's doing me a favor out there.
Thanks to Discord's compression.
Blow drying into your window.
It sounds like a symphony orchestra too, thanks to Discord.
Oh yes, also somehow. I love classical. I refuse to do anything without listening to my favorite symphonies, so. Again, apologies in advance about that, but it calms my nerves.
So it's kind of nice though that in this day and age with the fucking quarantines and everything, somebody is still prioritizing his garden. Right?
Yes.
I need this to look nice. Let me leaf blow this bitch.
It's too much grass. What's happening?
I've seen that a lot, actually. Like, a lot of people like are now walking around much more than I've ever seen. Like, when I look out my window, I see a lot more foot activity than I'm used to seeing.
Do you think it's because there's so much conversation going on about being isolated that they start thinking they're isolated? And so they want to get out more?
I can't speak to the psychology of the bath salts addicts in my area, but I feel like it's just the thing of got nothing else to do, it's all closed.
Makes sense. What about you, Lawrence? How has your life changed since quarantine?
That's the thing, and I've wondered a lot about this, and I don't know to what degree I should feel guilty about it, but pretty much my life hasn't changed at all. I've just been sitting inside and playing video games as usual.
Yeah.
I guess the social media cycle is a little more depressing than it usually is. Which is a feat to some degree. But no, man. I guess the bigger thing was I did have a couple of work projects lined up after, wow, he's going in on it.
I'm sorry, could you talk again? The Tron cycle's taking off.
He fired in the afterburners on that one. That was like an aggressive blowing.
I'm sorry, there's like Transformers fighting in the background.
Got the high octane gas today. What the hell, man? Like, that never happens. This is usually actually a very quiet place.
But. He's blowing diesel fuel just for the fun of it right now.
You should go out there and scream at him. Tell him that you're recording a podcast.
The internet's
this
happening
poor,
in here. Calm down.
This poor man, like, laboring under the sun, working at the minimum wage or whatever.
Just open the window and yell at him, like, dude, I'm privileged. I get to work from home. Shut it off.
I'm still earning revenue in here. that was kind of a I guess I could just call that an air quotes prank video and make a lot of money on YouTube.
Yeah.
yeah. I then give him like 10 bucks.
Yeah, that's right. I could break double digits. That's very exciting. I did have some other projects lined up, but those have all just kind of got put on the back burner, which is, to me is fine. I guess on the grand scale, I'm kind of on a work vacation right now. I'm just sitting at home and playing video games all day on Twitch, which to me is like barely qualifies as work. I guess mostly because I have yet to hit any kind of critical mass of popularity that makes it difficult to manage. But yeah, man, same old thing, really. I'm just playing a lot of video games and making a lot of YouTube thumbnails and editing a lot of shit. But that was my usual anyway, so I'm feeling... I hate to say it, because I know some people are suffering, and I wish I could feign some amount of sincere solidarity.
For full disclosure, today it's March 30th, and we're recording at noon Eastern, so yeah, it's not looking good. You know, for
me, I'm from 2035, so but still March 30th. Yeah. So I guess still accurate.
Lawrence is from the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the computers here are awesome, but nothing else is.
So Lawrence, are you generally speaking, are you an introverted person? Have you noticed much of a difference socially?
Oh, I guess I never went outside anyway, so it works out. There's been a couple of things that a couple of events that would have happened, like. Basically, I did notice when I went self-employed that my social activity started to drift. So yeah, I would like contact people and make plans to just go get coffee or something. Or if they had a job, if they were one of those suckers that still had a job, I would go meet them for lunch or something like that. Yeah, like the guy out here with the leaf blower. I'm sure we'll talk in a month or so.
Go have a coffee, yeah.
Yeah, it's just nice to catch up.
Bring his leaf blower with him. Yeah. Maintain the Starbucks.
He'll just be idling in the Pete's Coffee lobby. No, that hasn't changed all that much. I guess there have been a few productions that we've had to shift around to make producing remotely, but you know, you're on the internet, you're kind of used to that thing, and for all the things that I ever produce, I'm used to it all being a nightmare logistically anyway. So going from being in person to being remotely is not that big of a shift, really. I kind of accidentally made every life shift that I needed to about 6 months before this happened. To the degree of I even have a gym in my garage now because I didn't want to go anywhere.
Nice. So, almost like you were aware that this was going to happen, Lawrence.
Exactly. Like I have.
That's a scary thought.
I have a refrigerator with a leaf blower taped to it that I crawl inside and travel back through time in.
Yeah, I said it before. I'm never going to make fun of preppers again.
Yeah,
turns out those guys probably were right. Now, everyone is saying, "Yo, well, why weren't you prepared for it?" Yeah, well, because like 2 days ago, we were making fun of preppers, right? And we were calling them paranoid lunatics for hoarding food and toilet paper. And now look at us. Now we're calling each other idiots for not hoarding it. Well, maybe they were right.
Yeah, the toilet paper one, I still don't get behind. Yeah. But the other supplies, I get it now.
We're stocking up on spoilable food. People had like stacks and stacks of bananas. Ugh. I don't get that. Yeah, why didn't people go for like dry foods and like instant breakfast powder and stuff like that?
You know,
I don't get toilet paper at all. Just shower. It's so easy.
Well, I think the fear is more so the water gets shut off.
That too.
Jackson, plus use milk or something.
So Jackson, as you know, I've been vindicated. First of all, Lawrence, these guys, they made fun of me plenty of times because what I do is I shit, and then every time I shit afterwards, I have to shower. I wipe myself. I make myself very clean, but then I also do at least a lower body shower. Otherwise, feel right. I feel
not
whole.
Do you aim
the
nozzle down? Okay.
Yeah. Wait. How do you do that? I just have a full shower.
No, just
your
lower body.
I think he doesn't
body.
Stand under the full beam, right?
Yeah.
He just like spreads his cheeks and backs
no,
it up.
No, I have a shower head that I can move, so I can hold it in my hand and then just apply to whatever body part I want. Yeah, so...
Well, just buy a bidet then. That sounds like
No, bidets don't do the same thing as
using a bidet.
Full shower, Jackson. It's just not the same. Yeah, see, this is why this virus is spreading, because people like you are spreading disinformation and misinformation, doing Xi Jinping's handiwork, telling people that a bidet is the same thing as a lower body shower.
No wonder people are dying. What kind of shower head do you have, by the way, Kaya? Because I have a movable shower head as well, but mine... Like, if I aimed it at my butthole, it would only hit my cheeks. Like, I can never get it, like, down the center. Do you have, like, a jet stream shower head?
Dude, Do you have the kind where you can switch the stream type?
You have a variable shower head for ass cleaning.
No, it's not for ass cleaning. It's just
one for body, one for ass.
No, these are common. It's not a luxury, man. You can get these for like $2 on Amazon or something. It's a variable stream, so you can turn it from very sprinkled and spread to a single very high powered jet stream. And that's the one I use for my ass. And then I also rinse with the spread stream. And then I do also another pass front to back. So my ass is always clean. You can, I've said this before and I'll say it again, you can eat off of my ass. You will never catch coronavirus off of my butthole. So that's why I'm not sick.
Well, so you say eat off your ass, but I think it'd be more like eat from in your ass if we're tucking it up inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. To really test the cleanliness.
Whatever floats your boat. I'm not going to shame you for it.
I have one question regarding your technique. Do you choose different sprays based on the intensity of your morning ministrations, or is it always the beam?
No, so I go hardcore beam, the jet stream, to power wash everything off, and then I rinse with the general low to medium strength, you know, wider area stream. It's like a it's like a first person shooter. You guys play Doom, right?
Of course.
It's like you're choosing the shotgun versus the sniper rifle, so you have to pick your weapons for what you're doing.
Okay.
Just like in Doom.
Yeah. To extend
sometimes
that
you have to whip
then.
Out the flamethrower.
I guess to extend that verbiage then, are you worried about splash damage? Because if you're hitting yourself with a high intensity beam, there have to be shards flying off in every direction.
Kai is just geysering poop particles on his shower curtain.
No, I make sure. So that's my issue with bidets, right? So because the bidets, it's a small targeted beam usually most of the time with most bidet types, which is, have you guys ever seen infrared footage of people peeing? It's a weird question, I know, but
bit of a segue, but
every weekend,
is this an ad read?
Ever since the quarantine, that's all I do.
You guys know
how would that make any difference?
Or heat vision? No, my point is, you know, you guys know those Predator movies where they turn on the heat vision and it shows like their victims in heat vision in the forest or something.
Yeah, but how would that make a difference? You're still just seeing a stream.
No. Keep listening. So I once saw footage of somebody in the news where they were, I don't know, I guess like studying the effects of a man's pee stream and how it sprinkles everywhere, even though it was like, we had this discussion before. You guys remember like peeing sitting versus peeing standing up, and they were trying to prove how peeing standing up sprinkles everywhere. And they were trying to prove this by using a heat vision camera. And turns out, yes, that when you stand up peeing, even though you're nailing your pee stream right into the toilet bowl, there's like tiny sprinkles of piss that just get everywhere, basically.
Yeah, well,
so that's how I feel
the
bidet works.
It's more open. The toilet bowl's more open because there's not a body sitting on top of it. When you piss
that
straight
too,
down,
right.
When you're sitting down, it probably splashes up and hits your like ass cheeks and shit.
So that's my worry with the bidet is, okay, so you're having this little stream up against your asshole. So, you know, it kind of bounces off of the walls of the toilet and just sprinkles it back on your ass cheeks, right? That's why I take a full lower body shower, if not a whole full body shower. I completely decontaminate, rinse myself top to bottom, make sure I'm clean.
All right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Upsie, somebody put it on the in our chat. UV light shows the unseen splashes created.
The spatters are impressive. Now I wonder if technique could improve this, because I feel like if you're hitting the surface of the water, the splash up and the dispersal must be more aggressive than if you're hitting the side of the bowl with a little ramp action.
What I was wondering as well.
Yeah, if you're bombing like a vert ramp, it has to be a little, maybe a little more. I feel like a good technique there might help.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I think hitting the side of the ceramic, I think hitting the side of the ceramic is something you do in other people's homes when you're a guest and you're kind of shy of making a noise, and hitting just the water is something you do in your own home. It's like an alpha monkey move, right, to show that you own the place and you can make a noise. Am I the only one?
You're absolutely right. My move is more if I'm in a restroom and somebody comes in on the phone, that's when I turn the beam directly into the water. so that I get a really wonderful sound. I want to make sure the person on the other end knows who they're talking to and where they are.
Is that Lawrence?
Is that Lawrence in the bathroom? Good God.
Is that the sonic signature of his piss hitting the water bowl?
Before we get off this topic though, Kai, I did want to ask, when you're blasting your ass, do you like angle it or is it like a straight on shot? How, like, I'm curious of how you clean your ass.
Are you asking if he penetrates himself?
Yeah, because if you do it straight on.
No, you don't want to do it straight on because, again, then you want to minimize, obviously, the splash damage, the shrapnel. So you angle it downwards, but still in a way where it catches your asshole. But then it also in a way where it will not run down your balls. So if it helps for you, also cup your balls. But then always, as I said, always, this is necessary, always do a front to back run. Always has to be the final run, the final finish, the polish.
Okay.
Do you get a group of judges in to judge your work every time? Give you the stamp of approval?
I wish, man.
Certification process?
You know, the Olympics got cancelled for this year, so I guess I got one more year to train.
Someone comes in with a rubber glove and a magnifying glass to inspect. 100%
they do a swab. Yeah.
Well, send it to the boys in the lab.
Speaking of your lower half.
Oh nice.
Sorry, go ahead, Charlie.
I was doing that exact same no. segue, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, speaking of lower half and ass and everything, you're going to need some better underwear. And MeUndies is the best. So I don't know if you boys know this, but recently MeUndies had this sale. This was like 6 months ago, way before they even knew what this podcast was. I spent like $250 on like 30 pair of MeUndies. So now I have like my entire, I threw out all of my old boxers and now I just wear a bunch of different MeUndies. So I can definitely attest to the quality. They're extremely comfortable. It's like this fine fabric gripping you and keeping you comfortable down there. It just feels wonderful. I'll let Andrew take it away from here because I know he's as passionate about it as I am.
I'm currently wearing them as we speak. They are...
we'll get up and show.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but but what I will go far enough to tell you is that MeUndies will help you end your toxic relationship with your tattered old underwear. MeUndies offers endless options for those looking to up their undies game. You can choose a monthly membership, a build-a-pack, or you can even match your undies with your other half. No matter what you choose, you'll get soft, sustainable pair of undies delivered straight to your door with free shipping. MeUndies has this offer for you! Specifically you, sitting at home or in your car or where the hell ever listening to this podcast. For any first-time purchases, you get 15% off and free shipping. That is a no-brainer because they offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get 15% off your first order with free shipping and a 100%, not 99%, not 99.9%, but 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/official. That's MeUndies.com/official. I'll also throw in another of my own personal endorsements. They have a feature on their website where it's called, like, Surprise Me or Choose For Me. Mm. So if you're picking your undies and you don't care what pattern you get, they sent me two pairs with polar bears on them. And I thought that was cute.
They have Andrew, you love polar
they
bears.
They have great designs.
You've always said they're your favorite animals.
Every single episode. That's how I start every topic. I say, guys, you know, the polar bear is my favorite animal. But also, have you heard about this? It was so convenient.
Oh, thanks, MeUndies.
Thank you, MeUndies.
Thank you.
MeUndies.com/official.
I really do wear literally exclusively MeUndies for like the last 6 months. So I'm extremely excited now that they're here.
They're extremely comfy, man. Whether you're working out and just, or you want to be just a little loose.
Lawrence, if you could have a pair of MeUndies underwear with anything printed on them, what would you choose?
I would choose an extremely high resolution photo of my dick.
Good pick.
1-to-1. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's solid.
I would also choose an extremely high resolution photo of Lawrence's dick for my underwear.
Maybe
it
just a little
like
bit
you're
bigger.
Not even wearing it.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
Our skin tones wouldn't even match.
It's the just underwear kidding. Version of the tuxedo sweat shirt, but
yeah.
That's what I'll wear when I go yell at Leaf Blower guy.
The tuxedo with your underwear.
So that actually brings up a good topic, and this is kind of a food for thought question. Do you think there is any way for a grown man to look less dignified than wearing a t-shirt and nothing else?
Oh, that is a very
like
silly.
Not even underwear.
How long is the
dick
t-shirt
hanging out under like the hem of the shirt?
Well, so is the t-shirt like the optimal? Is the t-shirt the optimal length so that the dick just pokes out of the bottom, or like do we get to vary that up?
You get like half dick, half balls. So it's like it's almost enough to be closed, but it obviously isn't. And then you're just standing there with like pale legs, bald feet. I feel like t-shirt is better than wife beater because it wife beater implies that you're already a trashy gentleman. But if you're wearing a t-shirt, at least that's almost halfway to being civilized. And yet there's
your like
maybe
dick you were just caught out in like an accident or something.
Yeah, or you like put your clothes on in a weird order. Like you went t-shirt first for some reason. And then a tornado sucked the walls off your house, and now you're just standing there.
Yeah, the tornado meticulously took off your shoes and undid your belt.
Yeah.
Such a flying through the air, ripped off all your clothes.
What kind of tornadoes are you getting? That sounds like a horny tornado right there. Yeah. It was like, hey there,
Angels,
handsome.
I don't know.
Why don't you get a little comfortable?
Tornado, I said no.
I like how it takes up all the most difficult items of clothing and leaves on the thing that's easiest to get off.
Yeah.
That's great.
I don't know. My biggest fear, Lawrence, is when I'm, you know, on the toilet or just sleeping, is getting caught that way. Like, what if somebody knocks on the door right now and it's something important and I have to answer and I'm just sitting here shitting, you know, fucking undies around my ankles. Now what? I'm gonna look like such a fucking psycho.
Yeah, that could be... Well, and clearly, like, post-shit is a whole process, so it's not like you... I mean, yeah. you can't just, like, get up and run to the door, and if you rush it, that's gonna dominate whatever interaction you have. So, like, let's say it's a FedEx guy, and he like, delivers a package of meandies you've been waiting for years. excuse me. You know during your interaction with him, you're trying to be civil, but you know you got a poopy asshole. You know what's in there.
Yeah,
you know what you probably tell, too.
Yeah. It feels bad, man.
You
it doesn't
it
feel right.
Face.
It feels like I'm being discourteous, like just rude. To me, it's the same. You know, I cannot shake hands with someone when my asshole is dirty. It feels like my hands are dirty. Just, it ain't right.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how people don't
if
have...
If you can feel like you've got a dirty asshole, there's an issue there. If you feel like the shit crusted around your asshole, then I think you do need to go have a shower.
I don't know how some people can live with just normal wiping and assume that's good enough. Like, I have a bidet, Kaya's got a shower routine. I think all of us, to some degree, understand that just regular wiping, you're going to have some little bit of poop.
No,
We always... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, if you'd like to give it the analogy, because I have a whole spiel about that, because I admittedly you're seeming to be in the minority.
Keep it in your mind. What I was going to say is, especially these days, they tell us the importance of washing our hands, and you know it has to be at least 20 seconds, and here's exactly how you have to move your hands and interact with each hand to get every nook and cranny of your fingers clean. So what I always say is, if you think wiping your ass is enough, would you be satisfied with just wiping your fingers after taking a shit? Not washing them, just taking a tissue and wiping your fingers. That wouldn't be enough.
There was a great analogy. Yeah, the analogy was, if you had shit on your hands instead of on your asshole, would you be okay just using a napkin to get it off?
Right.
No, you'd wash it.
Just what he said.
Yeah, you wouldn't be. It would be very uncomfortable. You would feel dirty. You would never try to use your fingers. Now, go ahead, Charlie.
So, seeming to be in the minority here, I... I'm a wiper only with the...
Wow, I thought we were friends, dude. What the fuck?
So now this is because I believe my asshole is fundamentally different from you people over here. Your typical man assholes and anuses.
No, all this means is you've got the dirtiest asshole here constantly.
So,
I want everyone to be thinking about Charlie's
dirty asshole. Someone put a UV light on Charlie's asshole, you'll see speckles of poop just everywhere.
Someone do a taste test. You know, like the detectives? You know how the detectives in movies, they'll crouch down and wipe like a puddle of blood with their finger and taste it? Like, yes, this is a victim. This is two hours old. It's still warm. Should I do that to your asshole, Charlie? What are you confessing to?
I'm confessing to having a efficient ass. Like, when I take a shit, for like at least the last 3 or 4 months, I would usually use wet wipes at the end because I didn't like just making it like dry. I didn't like dry on dry, so I'd usually finish with a wet wipe. But recently, I've felt like I've evolved past that. Because when I take a shit, no matter the shit, there is never any poopy on my butthole, ever.
Oh, man, that's so good.
Ever.
What are you doing? Are you sure you're not, like, rubbing your back or something?
He's just lost his aim.
He's wiping his belly button.
No, when I first started to notice this trend, I was so taken aback by it. I'd, like, kind of go deep, like I'd kind of like open my ass a little bit more so I could like double check.
You're fingering yourself?
Yeah, just double check I wasn't missing it or it was hiding. It is just clean. When I take a shit, like there is never anything that gets left around the room.
I have the opposite problem. Like there's been multiple times where I've used like an entire roll.
Hang on.
I don't have that problem.
I need to know the secret, Charlie. What do you eat?
Well, I eat a really healthy diet. So, I mean, I don't even think it's just diet, but, like, almonds I eat daily. I eat almonds, raisin bran, shit like that. It's, like, high-fiber things, but I don't think that's the thing. I think what's happened is I shaved my asshole, like, probably, like, 5 months ago, and now...
Your actual asshole? Like, the hairs right on your asshole?
Did you do that?
No, yeah, I did that.
Was it an elaborate series of mirrors? How did you see what was...
Oh, yeah, I can share the technique. I used...
Okay, let's not act like all of us haven't tried at some point to shave our assholes.
But I'm good
at it. I've never seen my own asshole, and I'm starting to
feel like... I've shaved my pubes many times, but not my asshole.
Why don't you just take a picture?
You don't have to see it to know.
But you got to look at it at some point, right? It's I'm way too old to not have seen my own butthole.
Did you use, like, a Gillette fucking razor?
Yeah, she's described it to me. She's only like giving it some kind of weird mental space in my head because now I just have a verbal description, and then my mind's starting to run away with it.
Charlie, what did you use to get in there? Like a fucking like a Gillette razor or a straight razor, or just get a pair of scissors and clip away?
My technique is actually really sound. So what I did is I used the front facing camera on like I don't think. This was like 6 months ago. I didn't have the phone I have now, so it was my old phone. And I put the front-facing camera on the floor. I got naked, and I kind of like spread my butt cheeks over my camera and looked down so I could see my asshole.
So I could see my shit on the screen on accident.
Yeah, so the NSA really got their money's worth when they were spying through that one, I'll tell you what. So then I'd put tissues around the phone so that way I wouldn't get just like ass hair all over it. And I just looked at that, got some like real-time feedback, and used an old electric clipper to just shave around my asshole. And I think I think what's happened now, since that was like 5 or 6 months ago, the hair is obviously all grown back now. And I think it was like so traumatized from like years and years of getting poopy stuck in it that now it is realized to branch away from like the ground zero down there. So now my ass hair,
it's evolved.
Yeah, it's like spread out like away from the asshole, like out of the splash zone. So now it never gets any ass or shit in it ever.
Well, have you confirmed this? Have you had a look?
Well, I haven't squatted over it in a little while, but I mean, I like vigorously have been wiping my ass to find shit. Like I almost miss seeing it on the toilet paper, but I just don't have it there.
There's something seriously wrong.
There's something. Yeah, no, that's also impressed. Evolution.
It has to be the diet. I cannot see anything. What do you mean evolution? You're not like the fucking X-Men in First Class with the fucking, you know, where they hold his head under the aquarium and he grows gills immediately or whatever. You wipe your ass and there's no residue. It has to be the diet. I want you to give us a diet plan. Yesterday.
If it is like a diet thing, then it would be just because I literally eat almonds, raisin bran, and yogurt every day, and all that's like really good for that shit.
What do you eat like as a main course though? Like what's your actual
meat? A lot of meats. Like just, I mean, you've seen me eat, Andrew. You see me eat all the time. Yeah, just a lot of meat.
That's true.
Yeah.
What kind of
meat? I really feel like it's a super high fiber diet. It just helps.
Nah, that's really the diet.
It could be, but I'd say that science isn't conclusive, and the shaving asshole lines up almost directly with this new clean asshole I have, so I'm just saying.
I cannot believe you have never seen your asshole, Lawrence. That sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, what the hell?
there's a lot of things I haven't done, and I'm starting to make a list. I guess a bucket list, yeah, but it pretty easily satisfiable. I don't think I've ever pooped with the sunlight, with direct sunlight on me, you know?
No, but that's not what you have to do.
That's a great goal. Always go to a poop dungeon.
I feel like all of us have at least... I feel like all of us, at least as a kid, have bent over in front of a mirror to just look at our own butthole. So, like, you've never done that?
Yeah. It never occurred to me to do it. And now, I don't know. I mean, clearly the train has left the station. I still got time, thank God.
Lawrence, have you stared yourself in the eye while taking a shit? Have you ever had that opportunity?
Stabbed myself in the eye?
Stared yourself in the eye. Like, where you go to a friend's house and they have a mirror directly in front of the toilet so you can just look at yourself in the face while you're taking a fat shit. Have you ever done that?
It seems awful.
I haven't done that, but one of the apartments I had, the mirror was behind the toilet, and it was like a full-length mirror. So I was cursed to stare at myself while I was both pissing and jacking off. I have not beamed myself in the eye while shitting yet, but... You know, there's plenty of time on the schedule today. I'm sure I can pencil that in.
His wife's going to come home and be bent over in front of a full body mirror touching his ass.
Yeah.
Jerking off. How difficult was it to jerk off staring at yourself? Were you staring at yourself? Because that would be, I guess, different.
Yeah, my eyes would typically dodge that whole thing. It's basically just like, your brain is very powerful when it has to bust a nut, but I basically would... have this sort of like dead space in the center of my vision where I wouldn't see myself. Mm. However, the second that I actually did like bust into the toilet, I would then look up and behold my shame instantly. So it was a weird process. It was the highest of highs and lowest of lows.
So yeah. you got that feeling when you're watching porn and you're done and then you can see your face in the reflection of your monitor or your phone.
Yeah,
you got that in like high resolution.
Basically, yeah, in real time. Uh-huh. With like, yeah, with my pants around my ankles, my arm all inflamed.
Yeah,
I realize now that was kind of grooming in a way. So later it occurred to me that I had never jerked off to myself. Somebody in chat had mentioned this a while ago. So I decided to challenge myself by jerking off to a picture of my own dick.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Which...
Did
it's
you
not as
give yourself a contribute?
No.
Yeah, you should try coming on a photo of yourself, a fucking portrait.
Yeah, I guess the layers were off. If the phone were lower, that would have happened. Oh, wait, does it have to be a photo, or can it just be like a phone with a picture on it?
Sure,
yeah,
that's
true,
I guess.
Yeah.
If you saran wrap it or something, I don't know. If you want to bust the phone just for this.
You come on the object, so if you want to get cum all over your phone screen, go nuts. That could save you a step.
Well, I mean, it may. I just want to know the rules. I don't want to have to do this twice.
Hey, you might like it the first time.
I guess, so you guys may live in terror of, like, your thumbnails falling off or whatever. I live in terror of accidentally discovering a kink that is going to radically change the trajectory of my life.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of... Maybe that's something that's holding me back from looking at my own buttholes. I'm afraid I might actually like it. And then and then my life's gone. Like, I'm just going to spend 8 hours staring at my own butthole every day.
His eyes just widen. He sees the light.
Yeah. It's like waiting for a dream. My arteries dilate.
Yeah. You quit Twitch and go on OnlyFans. You just start dilating your asshole. That's the mission for the rest of your life. Yeah, that would be fucking radical,
look
I guess.
Look at myasshole.com. Actually, let me see if that's... Let's see here. Let me bring up GoDaddy here.
I bet money that's already a website. There's no way that's not a website already.
It probably is. Well, he Googles that, Andrew. You can tell us about Clean Cult.
Dude! Look at myasshole.com is available. $12
a
year.
Oh, no way.
That's a bargain.
That is. Shit, I'm buying that right now. Add to cart.
All right, buys it. Speaking of assholes and things that you need to clean, I'm going to tell you about cleaning with Clean Cult. How is it that most cleaning products can make you feel so dirty? I mean, between chemical formulas, plastic bottles, all sorts of other unsavory things like that. Traditional cleaning products are a surprisingly messy business. Clean Cult makes natural cleaners that are actually clean with ingredients you can understand in packaging that's actually landfill free. Instead of wondering what's in your cleaning products, with Clean Cult, your pets and kids are safe with non-toxic coconut-based formulas. Clean Cult is as effective as leading brands of detergent, so you get the same level of clean with none of the chemicals. You can go to cleancult.com to get a customized starter kit and adjustable paper-based refill delivery service that fits the needs of your home and lifestyle. Let me tell you guys something. I got a big Clean Cult starter kit, and I love their hand soap. It's got like a lemon in it to really kind of cut on that grease and get in your hands. And it just feels a little different than normal soaps that I use. My hands feel cleaner and softer afterwards. I can't describe why, but maybe that's the magic of natural ingredients in Clean Cult. Kaya?
And you forget about softer. Have you guys noticed that we're running out of hand sanitizer all over the globe because of the fucking virus?
Yeah.
I mean, don't bother going to the stores anymore. There's people hoarding it, trying to resell it, price gouge. Just order it on cleancult.com/official. That's how easy it is.
This is perfect right now.
It is perfect. Just deliver it to your home. This is it. This is what you have to do. Even the health experts are now telling us that we should wipe down the stuff that we buy. Like if you're buying a water bottle at the supermarket, you should at least like kind of try to wash it or hold it under the sink for a couple of seconds. Here you go. Don't bother paying for... They're just price gouging the hell out of it in Turkey, especially right now. I've noticed with the hand sanitizer that we usually have in Turkey. So don't bother with any of that stuff where you live. Go to Clean Cult. Use it. Have it delivered to your door. Just nicely clean your house.
That's another great point.
Bring to you.
Yeah, stay in your home. Self-quarantine. It's delivered to your door. You don't have to go to the store to buy it. And you can get started with Clean Cult right now if you go to cleancult.com/official for 25% off your first kit, but only till May 30th. You can see how I kind of slipped those together there. 25% off until May 30th. Get 25% off now through May 30th at cleancult.com/official, cleancult.com/official. 25% off till May 30th.
Thanks, Clean Cult.
Thank you, Clean Cult.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. You snatched what? That URL up so fast. You fucking motherfucker.
I even had to two-step it, and you didn't get it in time.
No, but I wasn't logged in. I wasn't ready. I don't know how often you fucking snipe URLs, but you immediately redirected that to your own URL, you fucking bastard.
Yeah, sure did.
You did?
Yeah.
I think as we were doing that ad read, Lawrence and I were having a fucking URL battle, and he won.
No, we chased it.
So what's the actually, what's the full URL?
Wait, what was it?
Look at myasshole.com.
You son of a bitch.
I'll give you that one.
I got a genius. I got sellmysemen.com too. I'm waiting to use that one.
You're creating a fucking multinational business.
Hey, man. Great entrepreneurial idea strike you at any moment.
I have bad news for you there, man. Sellmysemen.com is not linking to you anymore. It goes to GoDaddy. It's open.
Oh, I didn't. I haven't set that up to redirect. That one, here, let me do that one right now just to prove I can.
How many domains do you own?
Sometimes, like I said, you get good ideas and you gotta snap them up.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What was your idea here?
I have bootylovers.com too. Oh, sellmysemen.com was, I felt like at some point, I and many other gentlemen, you can go to a sperm bank and sell your semen, right? But what if I do it for you? Just put it in a plastic baggie, mail it to me. I'll handle all the logistics. I'll take 30% cut. And we'll make some money. There's got to be somebody out there that wants to buy you semen, right?
Yeah, for sure. You're like I thought you meant you take 30% of their semen, like you keep it.
His own.
You're
bank.
Like the semen steam.
I didn't even think it was a business thing.
6-1
semen steam store.
Steaming.
Yeah. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. A lot of potentials for hustlers to make some money. So I'm just trying to get it while the getting's good. You know, gotta wake up and get that cum. Gotta make sure.
Got to look at your asshole.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. Somebody's 3 years ago, at least Lawrence, you'll never own official.men. We still own that one.
Oh, crap. You're right.
Yeah. It still says coming soon or something for like 3 years, but you know what? For April 1st, so I think this episode might air on April 1st, right?
Probably not.
I think April 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so April 1st on audio, right?
April 1st, early access. April 2nd, all others.
Oh.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Well, we weren't doing anything for April Fools anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, but that's because I noticed too late. So, Charlie, yesterday you said that you might not be able to make it. If I had known that we would have had a chance to release on April 1st, I would have pulled another soundboard of you as an anniversary. Because 1 year ago we did that, and it was a hit.
Yeah. That was. I still think to this day that's the only episode I missed, that the only bonus was that one. Then you convinced everyone that I didn't miss it because I was on LSD or something.
And denying 9/11, yeah. That was great, man. That was like, I don't know, Jackson, was that like bonus 29 or something?
Yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, in case anybody wants to check that out on our Patreon, you can. If you want to go back, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You also backed me into a corner because you made it like pretty bulletproof that I wouldn't be able to defend myself. You're like, you'll probably deny this going forward, won't you? And you had me saying like, yeah, I probably would never admit to this off air. So then people would come into the stream and be like, no, what are you talking about? I've never done LSD. They're like, that's just what Kaya said you would say.
I like that.
That's what the sound was.
Oh, yeah, it's just what you said on the podcast, yeah.
So the great thing is that in our Discord, you can still find the archive of the live chat of that bonus. So if you go back, anybody wants to sign up for a Patreon, they can still listen to that episode and then scroll down the live the chat at the time through the archive. And there were people, you poor people, who had a hunch that that I was using a soundboard and you were fake, and everyone else in the chat was like telling them to shut the fuck up and you're just being retarded. So they just got shouted down.
Yeah.
The truth tellers. They didn't have enough confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been a pretty solid April Fool's joke, to be honest. April Fool's is kind of like a dead holiday anyway these days. Like, what the fuck are you going to do for April 1st this year with a goddamn pandemic and, like, nothing but bad news? Oh, you played a prank? Nice.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, the vibe is off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you'd want to do something... A good April Fool's prank is, like, half believable. But anything that's half believable now is just terrible. It would be inhumane to joke about, so I don't know.
It wouldn't be getting any ha-has. It'd just be like a pitchfork mob.
Yeah, right. People created an amazing vaccine for the coronavirus available now.
That would be mean.
It's orange juice.
April Fools.
That would be fucking mean.
Everyone's spirits are broken.
Extremely mean.
I guess, the other way to look at it, maybe I'm... Excuse me, my entrepreneurial hat wasn't on. There has never been greater potential... to utterly prank the human race. Than there is on this April 1st. If you're a true sociopath, now is your time. So actually in that regard, I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen.
I wonder who's going to be brave enough to do something. You've already got like three of the big degenerates, like the guy who licks public toilet seats. He got, he got coronavirus and then banned off the internet. The guy who licked Walmart deodorants.
Oh, yeah, he did. So the guy who licked in Walmart, he was licking whole aisles of products. He got charged with a terrorist threat. So
yeah,
they
that's
caught
like
him.
A 10-year sentence.
The other one,
nice.
Who you're talking about, I think, is the girl who licked the toilet seats, Charlie. She was apparently some rich influencer, and later on she did come out and say that she didn't actually lick a plain toilet seat. She said that she was on a sugar daddy's private plane and the toilet seat was... disinfected.
Yeah, no, that's not who I was talking about, though. There's a guy, the same guy who used to lick ice cream. Yeah, someone just posted him in the chat. I think that's him. He's the guy who licked ice cream and then put it back in the aisle and got in trouble. Because that right there is like some terrorist shit, too. It's a felony. He did that for a coronavirus as well. And then I believe he did get coronavirus or faked it. But anyway, he's banned off Twitter and everything, so...
Good.
Yeah. I mean, licking a toilet seat, like, coronavirus would be the least of my fears.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. First of all, that's disgusting no matter what. That's disgusting regardless of if there's a pandemic going around. But that fucking douchebag man who was in Walmart or wherever licking the whole aisle of deodorants and other products, dude, just I sometimes I feel like all it takes is for us to take one of those people and execute them on live TV for the shit to end. It just really needs to end, though.
Did
I don't know. You can stop the challenges. Human condition. Yeah, right? There's 6 billion or what, almost 7 billion people on the planet. And the fact that maybe three of them are fucking insane enough to do that, the ratio is not bad. But I don't know that you can, man, I don't know that you can squash them all out. I don't know. I'd like to think you could.
The problem is that there's just so many people who just don't give a shit and they're selfish. Did I, I wasn't here last week, so I can tell it. I never mentioned the story of the guy who tried to, like, barge into the restaurant during the quarantine. Did I?
No.
I figured I could tell it. It's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, you haven't told that?
So, right before I left for my camping trip, or right after I got back, I don't remember, but I went to a local restaurant that was doing takeout only because everything was quarantined and obviously shut down. So when I went to pick up my food, I, you know, called ahead. There was one other guy waiting in the kind of little like lobby where if you're waiting for a table, they have benches and shit. And he was sitting there. So I, you know, in quarantine, nice fashion, I waited outside out the front door to give us some space. And like the manager came out and he was talking to the guy and then he was like, oh, what are you picking up for? The blah, blah, blah. So while we're waiting, this dude, probably in his 60s, so prime candidate to be at the most risk for quarantine, drives up in his car, walks into the front door, rubbing his hands all over, like, the little support beam, all over the door. And then there's a table set up in front of the restaurant to block off the entrance so you can't actually walk in. He starts leaning against it, start, like, rubbing his hands on it, touching every menu, every pen, everything. And waiting for someone to come over. And the manager walks out and they kind of start talking and he mumbles a bit. And the manager goes, oh, we're closed for quarantine. We're takeout only. And the guy goes, really? Really? And the manager goes, yeah, every restaurant in the area by orders of the government, we're closed for takeout only. We're on quarantine. And he looks him dead in the face and he says, well, what about me? And there's a pause and the manager goes, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. And
the manager's like, oh, of course, sir.
And
he just like moves the
tables out of the way. And then like,
here's
and
our toilet, you were coming, go lick it.
And then the manager goes, I'm sorry, sir, there's nothing we can do, I'm sorry. And the guy goes, you're sorry. And he turns around to leave and he kind of like looks at me.
Wait, what does that mean?
I have no idea.
That's some like teenage sad.
Yeah, and he looks at me and kind of like he like gives me that look of like, can you believe this shit? And I'm just like staring at him. And then he gets in his car and while backing out, he scrapes his bumper on the curb. The other guy waiting and I had a nice little giggle about that. But it just kind of opened my eyes. You have all these warnings and all these government notices and all these businesses and all these communities. It doesn't matter. You have one selfish douchebag and he ruins all of it.
I know.
Well, like Lawrence said, there's 7 billion people on the planet. At least half of them are just brain dead, probably. The average intelligence you could think of, only like, what, 30% of the people in the planet probably reach that kind of level. All the rest are just silly people like what you're talking about, Andrew.
I know.
And speaking of silly people, you're silly if you're not using honey to save
money.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Especially with the economy in the toilet, man. We all got to save some money.
Absolutely.
With honey.
And it's free.
Want to tell our fans about it.
That's you, Andrew, baby.
That's all me. We are currently in a advised self-quarantine, my friends, which means that if you've been paying attention to the news, Amazon is stocking up and trying their hardest. All sorts of online retailers are just getting slammed. And you are probably part of that situation, which means why aren't you saving money doing it? We all shop online a lot. But you know how you can make shopping online even better? You can use Honey. Honey is a free online shopping tool that saves you money online. They automatically find the best promo codes and apply them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally free and easy as it should be. when you're at checkout, there's a little box that drops down from Honey's little add-on that says, would you like to apply coupons? Now, you could be a rebel and a crazy person. You could say no. But if you're a rational human being and you want to save some money, you'd say yes. And you watch as the prices drop on your online carts. I use Honey all the time. I don't know how the four of us can get this message across with the utmost sincerity. But when I buy clothes, when I buy snacks, when I buy tools for around my house, like a little fucking hammer or a screwdriver, everything, Honey will find you coupons. It is astonishing how by just doing absolutely nothing, Honey will go, oh, by the way, you saved 10 bucks. Doing nothing. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in a few seconds. It's backed by PayPal, so you know it's good. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/official. That's joinhoney.com/official. I will click the extension in my browser right now, and it even give you suggestions on where they have sales. Coach, eBay, Ann Taylor, JCPenney, AT&T, Microsoft. I'm scrolling down the list right now.
Even if it saves you just like 10 bucks a month, it may sound a little, but that's basically a free Netflix subscription, right? That's enough to pay for Netflix. Yeah. So you get that for free. So just download the goddamn extension, man.
Yeah, they have everything. I mean, yeah. Lawrence, your site, Look at My Arsehole or whatever it is, probably has Honey right now. You can probably save money with Honey at Look at My Arsehole.
Well, the intersection of Honey and My Asshole is something that is not new to me, so you're correct. It does. Sure, you could save money off of everything you find there.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'll pay Thanks, full honey. Price, man.
Oh, nice. I love Honey so much.
Nice.
My honeyed butthole. What a phrase that I didn't expect to say hole. Today.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. That sounds pretty nice.
That was right.
So, Lawrence, you have a reputation, I would say, for knowing the intricacies of the weirdest parts of the internet. Hmm. And I feel like that's a reputation that both Andrew and Kaya both also have. So I wanted to know what you think is the weirdest part of the internet, to see if the other boys have any kind of idea.
That's a great question. I think the thing that has stuck with me the longest, the thing that I learned about that I just truly couldn't wrap my head around, there was a forum that was discovered a while ago of people whose sexual fetish was to contract HIV.
Pausers.
Pausers.
Yeah,
pause piggies.
Pause. Yeah.
Yeah, pause my neg hole. That phrase has been, and I guess we were talking about holes, so maybe that's what linked it in my head, but I think that may be the thing that has stuck with me the longest. Like, after I learned that, I had never seen the internet the same, but there hasn't been a moment like that since. Like, that kind of set the bar where I was like, okay, I now understand the total breadth of the human condition. And I haven't really seen anything that has outdone that. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Do you think that exists in real life, or is it purely an internet fantasy thing? Like, just talking that to each other? Or do you think they actually go out there and try to contract HIV, like a life sentence?
I've wondered about that, because I could see in one sense that it is just purely like mental games. You're on forums and you're talking and you think the idea is hot, but you understand the realities of contracting HIV. But no, I fully believe that there are people who would not stop there.
Jackson, I've seen two videos, or rather put them in our live chat, of men arming each other in lieu of fisting. Remember that? Where they put whole arms into each other? Remember those tweets and videos?
Yeah, like using each other,
licking
like
each other's prolapses like honey, like beehives. Yeah. One man
grabbing
shit
it
out
with
his
two hands and just
pulling it out, licking it, and shoving it back in, like just Winnie the Pooh licking his little jar of honey.
Could you put your prolapse inside another man's prolapse?
Oh man,
prolapse back
sure
and forth forever.
Yeah, like docking, but
this is the grossest episode we've done in a long time.
Yeah,
we started
really
with toenails falling off, and then we moved to jacking off to yourself. And
well, that's not gross. That's fine.
Well, no, that's natural.
That cleaning assholes.
I made a mistake.
Celebrating God's beauty right there.
Prolapsing. Mm.
Yeah, prolapsing.
Spraying.
Kind of gross, though. Yeah.
And then
You know, and then 2 weeks from now, we're going to be like, how come women don't listen to our podcast? Yeah, this is weird.
Demo peels all off.
Only 6% female listeners. What the fuck is this?
How come it's just juvenile men? Maybe because we are.
I do recall seeing a video of a bald man, and the bald thing is important, shoving his entire head into a woman's vagina.
Oh, sorry to tell you, man, that's fake, I think.
Was it?
No.
Oh, yeah, I think it's not.
But Lawrence, it's not? That is from like 15 years ago. Right?
It's from a very long time ago. It's very, very old.
My friends and I used to head first up in that pussy. We used to giggle about that in like middle school.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's an early time to be laughing about that.
Right, yeah. That was like step one, and then the bug chasers was kind of step two. And
you haven't progressed past that.
Not really. I mean, I know that there's some more messed up shit out there. Like I'm sure I've accidentally seen like the beginning of a snuff film or something and just clicked away from it really fast.
Like Three Guys One Hammer. That's one. Yeah, that's a snuff film.
Oh, it's super vanilla.
I don't know that I've seen that one. Yeah.
Guy is the foremost expert on this.
I don't know. I don't like seeking out the things that are just fucked up and depraved. I like it when the internet either incidentally or intentionally shows you just how bizarre the human experience can be. Mm-hmm. It's a good reminder of like, I mean, in your day to day, you might run into an old man who gets really upset that he can't have his like, I don't know, his extreme cheesy bread. And that's a weird moment. But then you find weird subcultures on the internet of people who are just into all sorts of things. And I guess when people get together that have like a shared weird fantasy, for whatever reason, their brains just gravitate there. And there's no one there to like to shame them back into course correction. The things they get up to, man, it's intense. Yeah. It's intense when people can just kind of find solidarity and run with whatever fantasies they have.
Do you think that's only a modern thing, or do you think this kind of community has always existed?
I think a lot about
the ancient Romans.
About
doing
how
it.
Like, if there were like 20 people and they're just removed from society and they have their own civilization going, man, the shit they must have gotten up to.
It's always existed. It's just the internet makes it more prevalent.
Yeah, and you can find it. It's documented.
So much easier.
Yeah, I consider it kind of a blessing that we grew up in the age that we did, and we all grew up kind of saturated into the internet, because now very few things surprise me, and you just kind of have all of that experience and that reference where, you know, things don't shock you anymore. You can kind of understand it, accept it.
Isn't it possible that the internet itself, though, is a negative invention, because we haven't reached the point where we would know that it's a negative invention? Like, maybe we're regressing, like, in terms of evolution or whatever, because of the internet, but it's because it's so recent, we just don't know.
I think that's a really good point. There was, I can't remember who forwarded the idea, but essentially, like, that we're still at the point of the internet where we don't understand how damaging it can be, so we're playing with it like it's a toy. That was kind of the idea with, like, chemistry and physics and atomic power. Before the atomic bomb, scientists thought that atomic power was great, that it couldn't do anything wrong, and it was going to power everything, and it was going to usher in a golden age of mankind. And people are saying that, like, well, the internet hasn't really had its atomic bomb moment, unless you count maybe like Facebook, Cambridge Analytica, and all that shit. So yes, they're tech CEOs certainly, TikTok, especially TikTok. Tech CEOs kind of play with the internet like it has no potential to do harm. Where I think we're starting to realize that yes, it actually can do a significant amount of harm to society.
We've talked about this before on the show, too, is, you know, every lunatic can now go on his dedicated subreddit, whatever it is. Do you like crushing snails while wearing a diaper, pissing yourself and building Legos? Well, there's a fetish subreddit for that.
Yeah.
With like-minded people, you can find at least another dozen of your own lunatic kind to tell you that, you know what, actually, you're not a depraved fucking lunatic. You're oppressed. And this is a valid sexuality. So, yeah, there's a downside, but as a whole, I think the internet is pretty great.
I think as an invention, the internet is a good thing.
Because you're the best part of it.
But the problem is that culturally, social media and all in that, it's a negative thing. I mean, just all the psychological things that come in play when you have like social media groups and different ideologies like that, it can just be incredibly damaging and negative. Yeah. I mean, there's
definitely on like a personal level, like there's probably a lot more developing minds or whatever being
younger and younger.
Pushed to the extremes.
I mean, there's a study. It's part of why social media and the internet as a whole leans so negative and so nasty. It's where if people are anonymous, they act way more nasty to each other than if they weren't, even if it's not true anonymity. So like if you sign up for an account on Reddit, say you have a username, and if someone really tries to track you down, they can find who you are. But just the fact that you're not using your real name or not talking to people you directly know, you tend to act more like an asshole to them and just be more confrontational.
Yeah, that's always been the case, though, for sure. Yeah.
Which is not a bad
conversation. But think about it. The internet gives us the platform to like do that on the grandest scale we've ever had in human history, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah, so. It's why rioters wear masks. It's why the KKK had hoods. It's like it's I guess it's called mode switching. Is that it gives you the opportunity to like switch into a different mode of operating where you can tell yourself that the things you're saying are not you. That's like somebody else. And then when you go back to your daily life and you interact with the people there, you kind of switch into a different persona. Yeah, it's the internet really does expose a lot of very cyclical human behaviors. The ability or the tendency to cluster into a group, to, like you said, form victim complexes, to look inward and then villainize everyone who's considered outward. And then, the depersonalization aspect of like we're in a gang together and all the other games fucking suck and we're going to go around and mess them up. So, yeah, it's I feel like
it's such a lame gangs, though. You would think, especially in the age of the pandemic, we would have like, Mad Max apocalyptic gangs going on, and instead we have like adult baby diaper people versus neo-Nazis. This is not cool. This is lame. This is so fucking retarded. Can we have some cool cars?
There is absolutely no cool rebels right now. Like the biggest rebel I've seen recently was like two overweight couples that were fighting over like soda in a Walmart once.
Mountain Dew. Yeah, I saw that video. That man was angry that he couldn't get to hoard all of the Mountain Dew in a Walmart or something. This is for anyone who doesn't know, this was at a Walmart, I think, Charlie.
I believe so. I'm pretty sure it was Walmart, but it might not have been because I don't think Walmart has that authority to like shut down a bulk buy. So I'm not sure.
Oh, no, they do.
They do have that authority?
Private business, they can, sell whatever the hell they want to whoever.
Oh, it's Kroger, by the way. I looked it up. It was a Kroger supermarket, and he was trying to buy 552 cans of Mountain Dew.
And
you know, a rational amount.
The this guy is preparing for the apocalypse with Mountain Dew. And the cashier basically told this couple, no, sir, you can't buy all of our Mountain Dew. It was like, really?
Why not just go straight to the, like,
so,
like,
are you fucking telling
the
me?
Distributor.
Are you telling me
just
that how we have the
Mountain Dew factory?
We have the fucking supermarket aisles with, like, disinfectant and toilet paper and tissues, and it says, the store is limiting that you only take two items per person. Are we going to have to slap that shit on soda now? And chills.
Oh my god. What happens if you work for Mountain Dew and you see this video? Are you proud or are you worried?
Oh, I feel like there's that level of shame, like, Jesus, what have we done? Like, we didn't stop to think if we should.
Oh. Wait, who are you talking about? Mountain Dew, like the CEO? They're fucking ecstatic. But like,
that a man with ratty New Balance shoes and a generous sweatpant is yelling about your product in a Kroger? I guess.
That's a bad look for Mountain Dew, because now I think about that guy when I see Mountain Dew instead of gamers.
I mean, it's like saying, do you think that Escobar was ever ashamed of the fact that he had people addicted to his drug? I'm sure he was happy about it, right?
But he doesn't have the face of it. What I'm saying is, like, that's a bad look. Now Mountain Dew is associated with that fucking guy.
Are you kidding me?
Now?
Mountain Dew's always been gamer stuff. That guy is far from a gamer. He's a
gamer. Yeah, but think about what it was before gaming even came around as like a thing. Who was drinking it?
It's never been like the cool gamers or anything. It's always like the fat, overweight, neckbeard gamers that have been
but at least they're gamers. Like, what is that guy? A sister kisser at Kroger? Like, what do you? It's much
he's
better
got
to
a,
have a gamer.
He's got a Minecraft account.
You play solitaire.
Well, I mean, speaking of the ability to like seek out your own kind and like form a community and stuff. I feel like moments like these are important to realize that, at least in the United States, these are our brothers and sisters. And then certain things make a lot more sense with the way things are going. But it is, I do occasionally have to remind myself that my nation and the situation that I'm in is not just because of me, the people I interact with on a daily basis, and who I see on Twitter. It's this gentleman who is bellowing about not being able to buy all the Mountain Dew he wants. And suddenly, yeah. Like, the voting trends make a lot more sense. So I don't know. To some degree, it's like it is humbling to acknowledge that we are in the same human race. But maybe that's a good thing to force myself to be okay with. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I mean, it's never going to change, yeah. So you may as well accept
that's the thing. That yeah.
It's just people being selfish, man. It's always just people being self-centered and only giving a shit about themselves.
On the other hand...
That's human nature, though.
In that man's defense, who are you guarding the Mountain Dew for? Like, you're not going to let that man hoard it all. How many fat people do you have stopping by to buy Mountain Dew that you have to ration that shit?
Well, Kaya, you've been to America. Isn't it? So you should know it's an exorbitant amount.
Yeah, it is a ton. I guarantee there's like 50 other cases of people like hoarding soda that just didn't get filmed.
Yeah. Yeah, what they didn't show in that video is behind him is a line of 10 other people with just as much Mountain Dew.
Yeah, and then one guy with Pepsi.
Just one guy hoarding all of the Pepsi, one guy hoarding all of the Coca-Cola. Yeah. Yeah. Fanta, Sprite.
They're all selling it out of their trucks in the parking lot. Man. Yeah. That's capitalism, baby. That's
trickle-down soda economics.
This guy's an entrepreneur. That's the thing. Like, in the way that I bought lookatmyasshole.com, he's trying to snatch up all the Mountain Dew stock in Alabama or wherever he is. And he's just making money moves. That's all.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's mad that the man's stepping in.
Unfortunately, reselling like that is a serious crime. No, if you, in a time of crisis, if you buy supplies and resell it at a marked up value, you can go to fucking federal prison.
I think he was all of the demand. I think he was buying it for himself. I don't know if you were here, Andrew, when we talked about it. We talked about the guy who was hoarding all of the hand sanitizer.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah, so we talked about this. He got... sued by his own state, I think, and then he got shamed by the internet into donating all of the hand sanitizer he was hoarding. So in a way, the system worked.
Yeah.
He didn't get away with it. But Mountain Dew, is it really as essential as hand sanitizer and face masks? Come on.
In America, yeah.
One could argue.
It sounds like a nice gentleman. A very American thing to do, but... You know, who am I to talk? Who am I to talk as a Turkish person? Apparently, I heard that Turkey now has globally the, not the most cases, but the fastest rising cases. So we have, our cases apparently double every 1.5 days. So, which,
oh, wow, that's way above.
Yeah, I kind of expected that.
I do believe if you go back in episodes, Kaya said that exact same thing.
Did I? Yeah. I'm telling you, I have no... I'm not delusional, man. I know what Turkey is like, and I know what's going to happen in Turkey. I know what's about to happen, at least.
Yeah, there's...
And it doesn't look good.
I'm not like a world political scholar, but Turkey's had some shit in the past couple of years. Some very authoritarian shit, sorry.
Really?
Relax now.
What is this I'm hearing?
He's talking about hand sanitizer, Lawrence. Jesus.
Well, it's just a combination of the two. The intersection of the two.
What do you want me to get whisked away in a black van? What are you trying to accomplish, Lawrence? I'm trying to be nice to you. And you're trying to make me disappear in a labor camp. What is this?
Is that how bad? Well, I guess I just said I was... I just said I was ignorant.
We need to speak in code here.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to my world, buddy.
Don't worry, it's a code for shaving assholes or something.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Christmas Islands is what we call it.
Let's just we do call Christmas Island. So if you want to
got it.
What the fuck?
Imply
why are you giving away the
decoder ring? Why would you say that?
Jesus.
I just feel bad for Lawrence. He doesn't understand.
Yeah, I'm a little baby here. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, neither does the fucking Christmas Island Secret Service. Why did you just give away the fucking cookie secret Krabby Patty formula? Oh, no. Take that out. I don't want them knowing what Christmas Island stands for.
Don't worry. Editor, just redact my statement.
Beep out when Jackson says And beep out when I just said it.
Okay.
There we go. Now we're safe.
I mean, it's funny because you guys talked about like being a cool rebel or whatever like that. Being a cool rebel has consequences. I don't know if you guys saw, what is it, Tiger King?
Yeah, I just finished it. It's great.
Yeah, I won't get into it too much. But, it's an amazing story. Oh, well, but one of the more amazing parts is that there's a bunch of self-appointed libertarians in it that, like, hate the government, personal freedoms, all this stuff. But the absolute second they stand to lose anything, they roll over immediately. They snitch on everyone. And hopefully that's not too much of a spoiler because it doesn't really factor in that much.
So
but
is it cute? And,
you'll hate it, Kaya. The tigers are cute. You'll despise it, I think, based on how they treat the animals.
There's
no animal abuse at all, but there are parts where it's not very pleasant.
Okay, I can't watch it.
Having said that, though, Charlie.
Well, that sounds like animal abuse.
There's incentive for you to watch it. Juliana and I watched it. So one of the big players in it is in Tampa, and nearly every shot on location part they do in Tampa, we recognized it and knew exactly where it was.
Really? Is it a Big Cat Rescue?
It is. It's Big Cat Rescue.
I've been there. It was a really positive experience. Don't tell me it's bad. Do they do bad things to the animals?
It's more about the people who run the zoos than the zoos themselves.
Okay.
So, yeah. But
I still feel like locking these cats up behind like really tight enclosures and stuff is just...
That's not how they do it at the Big Cat Rescue. They have like entire fields for them to run around and they're fed constantly. Yeah. They have like out, like they get out of
but are they treated as like a source of entertainment?
No,
at all?
Actually, you're not allowed to touch them at all. Yeah. You have to keep a certain distance from them. They're fed like in a different thing so that the trainers don't directly fuck with them. Okay. See, Jackson, I'm with you in some ways because on one hand, I hate animals in captivity and used for entertainment as well. But on the other hand, most animals in captivity live longer than in the wild. So it's, you know, there's goods and bad.
It's not a good existence for them.
Yeah, but that's not a good argument. I could kidnap you and keep you in captivity and make you live longer.
That's true. That's true.
That's just not a good argument.
I'm not trying to defend it, but I see both sides.
Well, is there an Xbox in there?
Yeah, it's true. What amenities do they have? A gym?
Yeah, let's discuss this. This kidnapping could work out in my interest.
The tigers? Okay, yeah, sure.
I know. Do they get free hand medicine? They can't negotiate. Yeah. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's you want to talk about human dynamics? Good God! Or what people get up to when no one's watching? I guess that show really reinforced to me that, like, kind of like you had mentioned before, when like pre-internet, the fucked up shit people probably got up to and you just never heard about. Yeah, that stuff happens all the time. It's weird. Like, there's this whole, like, you know, Pizzagate, whatever, pedophilia rings. Like, everyone thinks that people in liberal media havens are living lives of debauchery. But good God, man, if you go out into the woods where no one knows what you're doing, people get up to some shit out there. Ooh, some deliverance shit. Goddamn. So,
yeah. Wait, this is all in this tiger show?
Kind of, yeah, a little bit. Maybe
okay,
not.
Then I can't watch it.
Yeah, maybe not utter depravity, but it is just people being just unhinged and kind of like, if they can cocoon up in their own little places, and they just sort of get further and further away from anything resembling a societal normal. It gets out there.
That's interesting. Do you have an example?
Like from the show or just in life?
Yeah. Well, both. I'm interested in both.
Well, off the top of my head, I do remember. Well, when I was in high school, I grew up in a really small town in Texas, and there wasn't a whole lot to do. So me and some friends would just build weaponry out of stuff we could buy from Home Depot, and then we just drive out into the middle of nowhere and beat the shit out of each other with it.
That's awesome.
That's not
that
bad.
Was pretty fun.
That's your prerogative.
Right. Yeah, we would just get like PVC pipe and a bunch of like plumbing insulation and just make these giant like 20-pound swords and just beat the shit out of it. And anyway, there was
cool.
There was one, and I guess the weirdest of us all, there was one kid, I don't remember his name unfortunately, but he got like a cut on his hand and then he just stared at it and was like spreading it open with his fingers, and he did that for like 10 minutes. Yeah, that kid was weird. I don't know what he's up to now. He's probably fine. But in the show, gosh, it's just a series of It there's no one thing. The show was a nonstop machine gun of human beings just being peak human. It is essentially 8 hours straight of this guy yelling at a cashier because he can't buy all the Mountain Dew he wants. It's a tangled web. I don't want to spoil any of it, but.
I would highly recommend it. I also watched it. It's very, very good.
I thought, from what I saw, I thought it was only about a guy who, like, worked with tigers. I didn't know there was this element of, like, weird human shit. I thought he was just, like, this wacky kind of guy.
It starts
that way.
Yeah. You would think that the way they presented it in the beginning is it's like, this guy's the Tiger King, and he has this many tigers, and he runs a Twitch stream, and he's this cool, and this and that. But then when you find out all the shit that's happened with his business for the last, like, 10 years, it dives into some weird places. It's very, very good, though. I would also recommend it.
I'm definitely going to watch that.
Check it out.
Yeah. Charlie, you're going to shit your pants just because every time they show Tampa, I know for a fact you're going to recognize every single location.
I hate that I do that, too. I always point out when I recognize something in, like, a movie or show. It's like, oh, fuck, I know where that is. Tiana, look where that is. A video camera was there once. Like, it's such a fucking dumb way to respond to it. But I can't help myself.
No, it's the curse of growing up in a slightly populated area.
Yeah.
My girlfriend grew up in L.A., so, you know, whenever we watch any movie, she's like, oh, I went to high school there. I'm like, God damn it. I grew up in the middle of nowhere. I went to college in Dallas. So the one thing I have is RoboCop, the film.
Ooh.
Two things I have. RoboCop. Ooh. And then Cheaters, the TV show, is filmed in Dallas. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. That's two in the belt for Dallas, Texas.
RoboCop, the old one, or the remake?
The old one, yeah. The one that was quote-unquote in Detroit. Ooh. It was actually shot in Dallas for some reason.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting, and that's it. So I don't get hot takes from Tiger King, but I do get to see Cheaters getting busted, so that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, take what you can get.
That's it. That's all I get.
Do we still have time?
We have a question. We have an important question.
Oh, yeah, hit me.
No,
oh,
well, we have a story. That's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
Lawrence, do you like fan fiction?
And I love it.
General fiction?
Okay, I love it. Well,
Charlie has something for you.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Wait, you mean last week I missed a piece of fan fiction?
We didn't do it last week.
I don't think we did it last week.
We didn't. Yeah. So
okay,
you're all
cool.
Up to date.
Good.
Last
Good,
week,
I'm glad I'm here.
When we left it off, so Lawrence, you may not know this, but Charlie's actually a major big time writer.
Yeah. Huh.
We haven't. It's not gotten picked up by Netflix or Warner Brothers or Universal Studios or Disney or any of the studios or Fox, but. He's been writing some fiction, and it's called The Adventures of Noodle Man. And last we left off, Noodle Man was caught in a swamp.
Oh,
wait, no, that's not how that works.
That's a bad place for a noodle.
No?
Whoa, you've fucked up. I didn't read any of my Nutty Noodle Man. That was Drake. What are you talking about?
Drake.
Remember?
No, I remember somebody getting trapped in a swamp. That's what I remember.
No, here, it was... Tick pushed Drake off the cliff. Drake landed in that dirty swamp. It was real deep. Real deep.
It was Drake, named after Drake of the 99 Dragons, right? Yeah.
Okay, Drake.
So that's what, you know, previously on Noodle Man's Adventures or whatever. Here's the continuation.
Well, you guys won't be able to see this, but I'll show it on screen for some people. I have this drawing. And this title called Made Up Villains, and it's Super Spike and Major Magnet. Major is spelled MIYJOR.
Major.
Major.
Major. Right, so,
I don't know what this one goes to, but I'm guessing it's a Nutty Noodle Man adventure. This is chapter 4 of an unknown Nutty Noodle Man adventure, so we'll just start in there. So, shit. There we go. Nutty in Appendix said, we have to save Noodle Land by stopping the armadillo's plan. Right, Joko? Heck no. I want to watch Sunday Night Fooey Booey. I think I meant football. I spelled it FOOYBOLL. And then it's yay. Oh man, I can't resist Sunday night football. There we go, I got it right. What was that you said? Asked Nutty and Appendix. I said Sunday night football, Appendix. Hey, did you say Sunday night football? Yay. Do don't you hear good? Appendix said. Hey, all right, that's fine with me. You guys, don't we need to save...
Okay, hang on. Did a piano fall on your head between the last fiction you wrote and this one? Because this is not even coherent. This is not even English.
It makes total sense. They're all getting together to watch Sunday Night Footboy.
Yeah.
No, it does not make sense. The last one, I could at least follow, Charlie. This one sounds like you regressed age-wise.
To be fair, is this is older? No, this is chapter 4. This we could have been missing crucial context. We don't know why they're here talking about Foy Boy.
What is the crucial context? English grammar rules?
That's pretty important. For sure.
Is appendix somebody's name, or are you talking about an appendix?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
That's pretty impressive that you can spell appendix. That's a hard word.
Yeah. Mm. I mean,
Charlie, what was your age frame when you wrote this? Were you 7?
Yeah, it was like 6 and 7. I think from like 6 to 9 is when I wrote these, because I was in elementary school.
Okay.
So moving along. You guys, don't we need to save Noodle Land, Nutty said. All right, but we can watch Monday Night Football, right? Fine, Nutty said. Oh yeah, baby, we can watch... Oh yeah, baby, we can watch Monday Night Football. Ooh.
What? Are you trying to be the announcer for Monday Night Football?
I think so. There are so many O's and so many A's in my yees and my woos. Good lord.
Did you get a good grade for this?
Those weren't graded. I thought that was going to be picked up by, like, the magic school buses or something.
I think they got picked up by the short bus.
Wait, was that the end?
Yeah, that was the end. That was chapter 4.
That was a beautiful climax.
So to recap, they have to save
definitely
Noodle
a
land.
Magic short bus story.
The entire conversation was, we have to save Noodle Land, but we can also watch football. That was the chapter?
You actually followed it?
I think so. Yeah, that seems like a pretty important conversation.
You just gotta turn off your brain and let the emotions flow when Charlie reads his fan fiction.
You have to interpret the intent. Divining the artist's intent through their work is one of the most delightful and rewarding things to do. And I feel that young Charlie was sitting on the floor, crayon in his fist, hammering out the screenplay. And then Monday Night Football came on, and that just worked its way into the story.
Well,
gracefully and elegantly.
Yeah, we don't know for sure yet. It is typed as well. I don't know if I had like a pre-viz script or anything, but it is typed with a nice Microsoft Paint font on it. So there was clear potential there. Okay. Also, all of chapter 4, like half of the, I've showed it on screen, but half of the page is just the words chapter 4. The font is like 72. So it takes up like the good majority of the page, and it's only a paragraph and a half.
You learn how to hit page count really early on.
Yeah.
Nice.
I gamed the system in a lot of O's and A's to pad the word count. It was good work, I'd say.
Well, I'm genuinely curious now. I want to know if they watch football. Fui bui.
Well, the excitement was palpable before they did. Did you hear that classic woo?
Yeah. I can't wait to see where that one goes.
I know, when I get together with the boys to watch some football, we're all
set to watch the football.
with me as your magnet.
Yeah. So if I'm guessing correctly, so in the, you may have picked this up in the beginning, but there was a quick mention of the armadillo's plan that leads me to believe that this is chapter 4 of the epic that I wrote called Nutty Noodleman versus the Army of Armadillos, which I do have chapters 1 through 3. I do have those.
Okay.
We'll save them for next time, I think.
Yes. So that's our teaser. So tell us which one you're going to read next week, Charlie. Leave a little teaser for the listeners.
Yeah, since we already did, like, the teaser trailer of Chapter 4 for the Armadillos thing, we can go into Chapter 1. Chapter 1's actually got some meat to it. It's 3 pages.
Ooh. Oh,
wow. What's the font size on that?
it's like 48.
Okay. One letter per page.
Yeah.
Little Charlie was slamming the keyboard all night.
Yeah, I slaved away at this
one. Dadding maddened you.
Had his first Mountain Dew and got amped.
I'll go ahead and get you a little interested here to tune back into Nutty Noodle Man. I'll read you the first line. Nutty Noodle Man is a regular noodle living in Noodle Land. Nutty is a very unusual noodle. So, get ready.
He's like SpongeBob wrote this.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, that's cute.
That's phonetically very pleasing to hear. Yeah, unusual noodle.
That was way ahead of my time, baby.
Yeah. Do we want to ask Lawrence the question?
Yeah, let's ask Lawrence the question before we wrap up.
Charlie?
Oh, it's your question. Usually Jackson's been asking it.
Yeah, it's your question.
Yeah, Lawrence, just a staple question around here. Do you have any interesting masturbation stories? Any interesting tales? Well, you already told one with jerking off.
I already
kind
of covered some of those, yeah. Let me think.
What's your weirdest one? You must have a weirder one.
Than jerking off to my own dick? Let me think. There's been a couple of times of extreme duress that I've had to crank one out into a urinal.
We've all been there, don't worry.
Yeah, we've all been there. I'm trying to think apart from that. I guess the weirdest thing regarding me and masturbation is how not weird it is yet. I have never in my life, to this point, ever used any kind of masturbatory aid at all. That includes lotions, that includes watermelon, anything. It's always just been hand and dick and maybe a little bit of water. I guess porn counts, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you mean like physical yeah. kind of
no accoutrement of any kind. It's all been in the head. It's all been digital, which is not the most exciting thing. It's the absence of excitement, I guess. Oh no, wait. Maybe I have to take that back. A couple months ago, I was just sitting on the couch, and it was like one of those days, man, where I was just vibing, not doing anything. And then, in 3 hours into my reverie of sitting on the couch and doing nothing, I was like, oh, I could just jerk off right here. I could just do this. I had to get up, but I got a condom and I just laid down on the couch and was like, yeah, let's go. And it was extremely freeing. I know that other people have tasted this freedom before, but if you're wearing a condom, man, you can jerk off wherever you want and not worry about anything. It's just the total peace of mind, the serenity. I was allowed to enjoy the experience without a slight fear of accidental squirt. So that was nice. I don't know that that counts as weird though. Yeah, I guess really.
I mean, just a good story. It's a good story.
Yeah. I was watching some nice TV, just very slowly, enjoying the day, sensually. I guess really, though, just pounding it to my own dick is probably the weirdest thing. So,
Well, if that's how you want to be remembered on the show.
Pun intended, I shot my wad early, I guess.
Actually, yeah, how hard was it to, did you climax? Did you come?
So, there's a lot of details there. I did, of course I did. I guess this all links together. Growing up in a small town in Texas, you don't get a lot of access to adult materials, physical or internet. Had crappy dial-up at the time. Grew up as a very devout Christian, again, small town Texas. So, I had to develop an extremely strong mental game early on in life to survive. So just through the powers of my mind, I can usually bone out and get the job done with nothing but, you know, a dry palm and 5 minutes. So
a hero.
Thank you. Yeah, I've spent my life training for this. So I boned myself out because I feel like it. Well, actually, I guess this is a question I can throw to you guys, and sorry to extend the runtime here, but do you think it would be easier to jerk off to your own dick, hard or soft?
Hard.
I agree.
Hard.
Yeah, no, hard. Hard. That's like a sign of virility and strength.
Yeah. I agree.
Plus, it's fucking hard.
There's something more appealing about that.
Okay, good. I'm glad that our reasoning is...
Plus, you can imagine like a hard dick actually doing something.
Yeah.
You know? Like it's easy to imagine it fucking a pussy or something as opposed to like a little soft cock flapping in the wind.
Exactly. Yeah, like a little
that won't get me anywhere.
3-year-old thumb thing poking out. It's gross. So I agree. So my prep was bone. I fluffed out a little bit, took a photo, and then looked at the photo on my phone as I worked my business with my other hand. And tried to, because you're right, I found my mind drifting to the things that this hard penis could do, and I felt like to some degree that was not fair to the spirit of the challenge.
Yeah, I don't. If this is a challenge, then I don't know. I don't think that's fair at all. You should have been thinking about just the penis.
I tried. I tried my best, but then the second wave hit of like, okay, I can have my eyes focusing on this, but I can also let my mind focus on the physical sensation of the masturbation as opposed to the visual stimulus that I'm getting. So I don't know what mix should have hit there, but certainly at a point my mind did shift over to the actual focusing on the physical stimulation and not the picture staring me in the face of my horribly grotesque 4-inch penis.
It sounds like you reached enlightenment halfway through.
Yeah.
I think I did. Yeah, I probably did start to glow of some sort. I did come to a number of truths about the human condition. One of which is that if you tape a leaf blower to a refrigerator, you can travel through time. it actually didn't take that long. I assume I can only chalk it up to the marvelous digital technique that I've developed from being a deprived young child. That's kind of what I learned through that process, is that no matter what you're looking at, I feel like to some degree, especially if you're a dude, if you have a good jerking technique down, you can usually work through anything. Because at a certain point, what's coming to your eyeball stops mattering. It's like the shutters just get drawn on your eyes, even if you're staring directly at it. So that's tough. I feel like it would be harder, also pun intended, if I were to have to visually focus and visually and mentally dwell on the very essence of my own penis the entire time. But then how would you even, like, that's a big honor system thing. You couldn't really.
This is getting very philosophical.
Yeah.
The essence of the penis.
Left and right.
Yeah.
I feel like that the once you get to a certain point, it becomes impossible because your mind's just going to run away with fantasies and such anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't completely stick to that.
It does require absolute mastery of body and mind. Which I think we all strive to.
Well trained.
Yeah, it's not about achieving it. It's about struggling to attain it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful end to this episode. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you for that heartwarming message to everyone out there.
Yeah, I encourage you all to explore similar paths yourselves.
That's what you should do now that you're a streamer or whatever. You're looking for new career options or whatever. You should start like a 12-step guide on how to jerk off to your own cock.
God, you're right.
And teach people out there.
I could do seminars. Maybe after this Corona thing blows over, I could be at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah,
have a little banner up. I feel it.
Lawrence,
motivational speaker.
Tell us where people can find you.
These days I'm mostly at twitch.tv/SirLar. That's my username that I settled on when I was 8 years old at a public library, and I'm not letting it go. when I went to Nintendo.com. So that's where I'm at most of the time. I post my VODs on YouTube, youtube.com/SirLar. Let me think. I would have, at this point, had a lot of other stuff to talk about, but Corona kind of shut it all down.
You can correct me, but I believe it's also lookatmyasshole.com.
That's correct, yes.
You stream daily.
Double check that. Yes, you're correct. That is exactly where I am.
Soon to also include proprietary sellmysemen.com.
Oh, yeah. I think that one I already redirected. Let me check that.
It's like gagmygrandma.com or something. Yeah. What are you going to buy next? We don't even know.
I wait for fecalfunny.com. That's from chat.
Grab it. Quick.
I wait for inspiration to grab me, but when it does, I grab back. That's where if you enjoy my streams are nothing but me playing video games and rambling about jerking my own dick. So if you enjoyed that, there's plenty more where that came from in more ways than one. So yeah, that's mostly where I'm at right now. I do have a couple of other projects that kind of have been delayed, so those really aren't worth talking about at the moment. But some bigger stuff involving games media and just like gaming culture and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to get moving on those. But in the meantime, just kind of grinding through my backlog and playing some hot video games.
Nice, yeah.
Nice.
All right,
so they can go over to lookatmyasshole.com or whatever it was.
And that's correct.
Put that in the description.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty, beautiful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lawrence, for joining
us. Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Yeah, really glad to have you on, man.
It was great. It was nice chatting. And thank you at home for listening to this episode of the official podcast. If you want to listen to bonus episodes, including the bonus referenced earlier on in the episode where Charlie is a soundboard, you can head on over to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. Lots of bonus content over there, right, Kyle? Yes. Like 50 episodes
yes,
now?
Yes, and since Lauren slept on it, you can also go to pawspiggy.com to access our Patreon.
Damn it.
Lots of URLs today. So,
can't
yes.
win them all.
Pawspiggy.com or official.men or patreon.com/theofficialpodcast to access the bonus content.
There's going to be a lot of links in the description, it sounds like. So yeah. Head on down there and click around. You'll find us eventually. But yeah, bonus episodes over there to last you through coronavirus quarantine. It's pretty much the perfect deal. Perfect opportunity.
Perfect time, too.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Thanks,
Lawrence.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.